What's good?
What's great?
You know we love a little hate.
It's Nicole B.
And LC.
On You Ain't Never Lied Today.
Yes, sir. We got the two goats in the building. You already know. I know we've been, we slack. We slack and we lack. But we back now.
Yep.
So we gonna get y'all what y'all asking for. We gonna get y'all an episode.
You know, I just wanna come here and ask, like, how our never ever's been? You know, how y'all been doing?
How the never ever's been? We really do miss y'all. We do see the support on the previous episodes. We see all of that. We're not making any promises. We're not gonna do any more promises because we break a lot of those.
And I know we always say we got stuff in the works, but this time we might actually have something
in the works.
Like, actually in the works. Like,
we're not lying to y'all. This is really what
we've been grinding outside of the podcast. We've been trying to get different opportunities and deals. You know, to just help us out and
grow our podcast. We're not going to tell y'all nothing, though.
Yeah, we can't say anything
yet. We can't say nothing because we got to be sure that that's what's going on.
Right.
So.
We don't want to mislead you guys.
You know, I also want to start off by saying, Serena Williams, you know, I'm not a big tennis person. But I love me some Serena. I love me the Serena Williams sisters.
Do you love her because she's black?
That's part of the reason. But. That's part of the reason.
She is a GOAT, though.
But she a GOAT. I mean, like,
Serena is
she's one of the GOATs. As an individual person, like, you're going to be like, well, Tom Brady's the GOAT. I always say that because Tom Brady played the team sport. In order to be, you got to make sure everybody around you is straight. But Serena, just for individual, oh, shorty cold. She GOATed, for sure.
But on a 2-2, she got to be a team player as well.
Oh, yeah, that's because they got that sister chemistry, though.
Exactly.
So, I mean, like, that's... But they did lose. That was sad. But they did lose.
Yeah, but individual, her past recent games, she has been playing, getting prepared, and, you know, going towards retirement. She's been killing it. It's giving me another Kobe moment.
Right. Olympia was in the building with her. I don't know if you ever seen Serena Williams, like, first, like, her beginning of her career. She used to wear the braids with the beads. Her daughter had the braids with the white beads.
That's the statement right there.
That's the statement right there. Hey, I've been in the game this long. Come on,
you
now.
Know, and then
they had a lot of celebrities in the building, though.
Yes,
they had Dionne Warwick was there.
Yeah, Dionne Warwick.
They said Gladys Knight. They said yes, Gladys Knight. That is not Gladys Knight.
And that's the problem with, like, if you're gonna be a broadcaster, you have to do your research. You have to know what it is. And if you don't know what it is, I'd rather you just say we got a couple of celebrities in the building.
And don't say nothing.
Instead of being like, oh, we got Gladys Knight.
First of all, they
look totally different.
It was the confidence.
The confidence.
Dionne Warwick and Tiana Taylor look alike to me.
Yes. Now she can play her in the movie, but Gladys Knight, okay, they can be sisters.
Yeah.
But I don't see, all black people don't look alike.
All black people do not look alike, and they really don't.
Don't think they look alike.
They might have been around in the same era, but
right.
Looks wise, like, I don't
music
see
wise
it.
Music too, wise,
everything
different.
Is different.
Yeah.
I didn't get that. God. Like, that's just like, we're just being like black famous as a whole, though. Like, you know, I'm not gonna say Dionne Warwick is, don't get me wrong, she's famous, but she's also very much black famous.
Black famous, right? It's like, oh, your grandmother put you on her, everybody in this community,
so, like,
you know, they know her.
Like, yeah, they're like super, like, they're right. Superstars.
But a lot of older actors and, like, people who play in, like, on TV, I mean, of course, actors, but, like, do music, most of them, not trying, you know, trying to say anything wrong, are really black famous, because that's all they have. But if you go today now, like Lil Durk, Lil Baby,
they're famous.
They're famous in both communities.
Cause an example, I was telling Monty, I'm like, Kimberly Elise. Mm-hmm. We all know Kimberly Elise is Diary of Black Mac, Black Woman. What's the other one with the with Clifford Powell?
Oh God,
I don't know.
I know that movie.
I know that movie crazy. That's all we need to know. But Kimberly Elise is a perfect example of black famous. Mm. I think in our households, like, we don't know who that is. When we see Kimberly Elise, we go, damn, that's Kimberly Elise. That's a Rip It. That's her. that's Shorty. Like, that's who Kimberly, like, but
most definitely.
Maybe, like, but, like, a Viola Davis. She's famous. A Will Smith, he's famous.
Right.
A Clifford Powell is black famous. I think he's black famous. Like, now Samuel Jackson, I think he's face famous.
Yeah.
He's very much famous. Who, like, anybody that played in Tyler Perry movies, to me, is black famous.
Really?
except for who might have been like, no, like Boris Kojo, and I don't know, Boris, Shamar Moore might be the only one. No,
he had a lot of actors.
A lot of the actors that Tyler Perry picks, though, kind of start off with Tyler Perry
because because Tyler Perry finds his artists and he finds people giving them a chance.
Yeah, that's what I said.
So some of these new artists are people you never heard of because he gives them a chance. Like, well, like people been like, let's see, Idris Elba. Like, him getting Gabrielle Union, putting them in movies that already been acting.
But yeah, but all of them are now.
Favorite. Now he's starting to see. Now he's starting to see a lot of new faces in his movies and plays because he wants to give people a chance. Yeah. To, you know, put them out there to act. So that's why I can see why some of them is only. Like black famous because
there's nothing wrong with being black famous.
But Will Smith, we know
we gonna support you now.
Most definitely.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
The only thing I feel like they need to stop with the support, like, I mean, not stop with the support, but like Tubi. Like, yeah, Tubi slacking.
We be trying, and I don't know if you I think it's called Brown Sugar. Brown Sugar is like another one with just black movies, but they're more budgeted.
Right.
Tubi is very, very low budget. But Tubi's free, so you're getting what you're paying for.
But sometimes Tubi do got good. Tubi had an era to where everybody was talking about Tubi. Oh, this movie is good. This movie now it's just like
the storylines are
awesome.
Amazing.
Yes,
the actors and the people behind the camera with the iPhone are horrible.
Yeah, we applied the actors for, you know, getting out there trying to make your money.
I probably wouldn't do it.
Right.
So we do applaud y'all for that, but them movies look worse than the ones that your mom used to get from the corner store.
Oh, yeah.
And the people used to walk in between it with they self, with a bike, maybe a scooter, just a bunch of stuff in front of the camera.
Right.
It looks worse than that.
But at the end of the day, you know, that's just, you know, our personal opinions, but I do applaud everybody for
I support the black,
you know, trying to act.
You
got to
get your foot in somewhere.
Yes.
You gotta get it in when you
gotta start from the bottom.
Yep.
Drake said it the best.
Drake did definitely said it the best. But, you know, I be looking for, like, when I'm watching TV shows.
You looking for Denzel Washington?
I'm looking like Denzel.
Oh, God.
I wanna watch, like, Power. Like, if I'm watching a TV show, Power, The Shy, like, those are my. I can watch those.
Speaking of Power, man, 50. What your people got going on, 50? We was all just that tycoon together. 50. It's the other ones. It's the back of the hand ones.
The back of the hand ones.
It's the back of the hand. I'm just flying.
We're going to call this segment white on white crime.
Yeah, this definitely is white on white crime. Well, not, that's why I say crime.
I don't
say
know
hate.
What Braden and Pop Pop got going on. Because he been killing me with saying Pop Pop. So I'm calling Tommy Pop Pop. I don't know what they got going on, but I feel like whatever it is, it's childish.
It really is. Because like what happened was, if some of y'all who don't know, if y'all don't watch Power, please watch Power. Power Book 2 or Power. You know, both of them are from both segments. But
So Tommy's the OG. Tommy's been around since Power with Ghost.
And Brayden been on a couple of episodes.
And he was on the end of Power, but he more so on Power Book with Tariq.
Right, his
best
friend.
But they both are like the best friends of the main characters.
Right.
But whatever happened, I think it's a popularity thing now. Like, because since all of us are, I'm not going to say emotionally connected to Brayden because we're not the same. But I can relate more to a Power Book 2 than
Brayden,
I can with
college.
With Ghost and right. Tommy. And I think it's more like, oh, I'm losing my fans to this other white boy. It can always be two of y'all.
But I don't. The way that Tommy did him, I don't think Brayden should have took it. I mean,
no, but he said
it that big.
But
I can see why he did.
He didn't even name real names, but
well, it's not their real names. But I can see why he did.
But Brayden said that Tommy had been acting funny. That one handshake wasn't
right
the first time. It was multiple times before he decided. Let me say
right.
something.
On stage,
the man y'all love so much is hating. Is being a hater.
He's a hater. His show not hitting.
Yeah, and I think it's because the Tommy show, in my opinion, it wasn't hitting like
and,
the rest of the
and
Power
all show. The and all his shows were like he was like you don't have that little fake beat going back and forth talking about each other stuff like that. You know they gonna hit. They gonna come for every show.
Yeah.
Cause why wouldn't Power Book 2 stand up for each other?
Oh yeah, they go off. on PMF. They going for everybody.
Yeah, they going for everybody. Raising Kanan.
Tommy's show
didn't hit the way.
Didn't hit the season. Okay, it was one of the biggest premieres out of all three of them.
It was.
But that's because their anticipation. You thinking, oh, this is Tommy. This is Tommy.
Tommy finna go crazy.
This Tommy from Power. This is not the same. It wasn't the same cast. It wasn't the same. I watched the first episode. I watched the first two episodes. It wasn't the same cast. Like, it's different. It was just overall different.
Everybody's dead in Tommy's world.
Yeah, he's a whole nother in a whole nother state with new people. The storyline was just I didn't care for it. I personally would go watch Power and Power Book. I even go watch Raising Kanan. I'm not watching Tommy. I'm not watching.
Yeah, but
Tommy.
Tommy, my man, you can't hate. It's not your fault. You're doing what you do. It's the writer's fault.
It's the young man's time to shine.
Yeah, like, but not shaking that man's hand on stage. Now, boy, you know you was wrong for that.
It was dead wrong.
To get online and say that y'all cool and everything is cool.
Everything is okay.
It's crazy.
That's the thing.
It's crazy. That's what we not gonna do is pretend. And that's why I feel like my man's Braden was on. Like, we not finna pretend like everything is okay. Mm-hmm. But other than that, you know, y'all go watch Raising Kanan on. Power Book 2 finna come back on. We waiting on BMF. And speaking of BMF, Lil' Meech.
Before we get to the incident, I wanna just say this. I don't care how much money in this world you have. That does not give you the excuse to dress like a toddler. Little Meech has no swag.
Yeah, he it ain't it.
I don't care how much money you have. You don't have to have, okay, look, like, this is the thing. When people have money, not even, you ain't gotta have money, but people think a bunch of designer make you look good. You can dress good without the designer. You look stupid.
his own style, because we got a lot of couple celebrities dress crazy, but... So, we don't know.
But some good news. Lil Meech case got dropped.
Oh yeah,
so that was
when they try to
news.
say he stole the Richard Mille.
Yeah, he said that Richard Mille cost a Lambo.
Man, how can he steal Richard Mille though? Like,
he got it, but he didn't like fully pay. I don't know. I don't know what
okay.
happened. I didn't fully do my. I'm not about to sit there and make up nothing.
Right, because we didn't do our research.
Y'all was wrong.
We didn't do our
research. What y'all talking about? I don't want to hear that.
We didn't do our research. We didn't do our research for that one though. But yeah, his case draw. He cool. I can't wait for BMF. Can't wait to see how they start that second season off.
Yeah, I can't.
That's gonna be really, really good. I can't wait for that one. But yeah, the Power Community, Jesus, we gonna pray for y'all.
Yep, we say this is a big rich town and.
We love what y'all doing, but gosh.
Golly. But no, I wanted to touch on something else. I don't know if y'all, but I know I be reading sometime, and I know I be watching, because I be, you know, I gotta keep up. I'm a podcaster. I gotta keep up with the latest stuff.
Right.
So, first it started off with Ari Spears fat shaming Lizzo. And... I ain't gonna take credit for the big girl community, because I ain't gonna say I'm mad. I'm probably like in.
Everybody stand up for my big girl community. I'm here for it. I'll be a line leader, the caboose. I'll be your side. I'm here for it. Everybody stand up.
Yeah, I ain't gonna say. I'm saying I'm like in the middle. You know.
Right, we'd invite you in if we had a party.
That's what it is.
You could come to our community as long as you bring in the right food snacks.
But
everybody just think we just unhealthy. No, we like carrots. We like fruits too. We like vegetables. For them to fat shame me and my friend, because you know you in my community, we a family.
Yeah.
So we get each other, we understand. Don't know you a skinny person can never know how we feel. And that's just, I'm going to say it like that. Not trying to say skinny. Ain't nothing wrong with skinny people. But you would never know how we feel. Like, and for you to say that about her and the way you look, that was the wrong time to do that.
Yeah, then not even just Aries Spears. It's just like, somebody made a post and was like, Lizzo is giving y'all way too much confidence. And I don't understand what's wrong with having confidence. Are they not supposed to love themselves because you don't like it?
Right.
That's
and
weird.
There's so many. You know how many people is on this earth? You think because your one little comment. I mean, sometimes that does hurt others. But you like what you like. People like what they like. And her confidence, if she wants to show her body like that and do what she wants to do, let her do that.
Don't watch it.
Don't look at it. What do you have to? What do you think you're getting out of putting your comment on there? She's really going to read.
She's still going to have money.
She still make, and y'all, and the thing is, it's the people who's working the 9 to 5s who say they struggling, who ain't got much, or people who just want to talk, who ain't got a lot of friends, and you sitting here commenting on this girl because her confidence is not how your confidence is.
For Aries Spirits to talk, Aries Spirits got that, you know, the big ring. You know you big when you got the rings on your face.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm talking about? Like okay, the black ring around your face?
Yeah.
That's what Aries Spirits got. For him to look like that, and...
It's the way, it's not even the way he looked, because I'm not going to try to talk about him either, because that's just not what
that
I,
wrong.
That's just not what I want to do.
I don't take that back.
That's just not what I want to do, but it's just that you commenting on her and talking about her like that was wrong. You trying to make yourself relevant again. Go do another stand-up. Go get in some movies. Go do if you want to make yourself relevant. But talking about
that's
somebody
the wrong
else,
way to make
yourself
right?
And
relevant.
You, I don't think, and I, and he doesn't feel good about that. And then you want to get mad that everybody's attacking you now. And that, about you feel you everybody want to fat shame you or talk about you how you look and this isn't that. But you just did that to her, and now you mad because us as people, other people, is protecting her or like taking up for her, not even taking up, but like just firing back at you. He knew he was wrong for that. That's not the way you bring yourself up. And now, since he said that, since now he want to be out here and want to talk.
Now everything coming.
Now everything is coming. That's what happened when you talk so much and you've been in the dark. Stuff can come to the light. Mm-hmm. Karma is crazy. That's a great example of karma.
And karma got him in 3 days.
Karma got 3 days. But actually, let's say not even 3 days, because the first day, now you got everybody on you. The second day, people still, you take a look at the
what
look
they
at gonna the news.
Do? They gonna research.
They gonna what research.
They gonna find your deepest, darkest secret.
When the last time has he been relevant?
I ain't Mad TV. I don't know if you know what Mad TV is.
I heard of Mad. That's my grandma that used to watch that.
Mad TV.
That's now.
Last time.
Now you got people out here saying, what you know, and my fellow friend, which she used to be my fellow friend, which we still is friends, but
nah,
if she did that I can't rock with you.
So
him and Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah, so what Monty's talking about, or Nicole, whatever y'all want to call her, what she's talking about is Aries Spirit and Tiffany Haddish are being sued for child grooming, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And I didn't, you can't assume from articles and all that, you have to actually know the facts and all that, but Aries Spirit did a video, maybe, it looked pretty old, so.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe 2011, 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And in that video, they're basically child grooming. Like, I mean, I'm like, is, but they're S-A-N, it's given very much child station. That's all
right.
I'm saying, I'm saying child station. And in this video, Tiffany Haddish is dropping off her son to her Uncle Pete or something like that.
That's the uncle?
Yeah, Aries Spirits played the uncle. And we all know who R. Kelly is. We know the history of R. Kelly. We know what R. Kelly's done. We know why he's in jail, all that.
Right, as he should be.
We know when Bump and Grind was, we know what Bump and Grind really was about.
Right.
So in this video, he's watching a little boy, and a little boy has on
draws.
And it's an actual kid. Like, it's not an actor.
It's an actual kid.
It's an actual child. And
he's about 7.
He's staring at the little boy through a newspaper with R. Kelly playing.
With the eyes cut out.
And he's doing a bunch of, he's staring at the little boy.
It's a lot going on.
It's a very disturbing video.
Definitely disturbing.
But the point of the video was awareness. And I feel like that was the worst way
to
spread
promote
awareness. And it was like at the end,
because
I didn't let you see the end of it, but the end of it just says, watch who you leave your kids with. I don't think that was the right video for awareness.
And the acting was terrible.
The acting was horrible.
And for that little boy not to know what was going on or was being played by that part was sad.
But you
gotta blame the parents too. Just like
just
in the R. Kelly situation. You gotta blame the parents too. Yeah. I personally, as a mother, my child's an actor, I wouldn't personally let my child act like that. I don't need the money that bad for my child to look like that.
An adult and
right.
Play and like acted them as a child, but to raise awareness. And
not
even
actually with
a
little boy.
And I would have them not use that song. I would have It's just, they didn't do it the right way. They should have had it to where, I know you see things where it'd be like, stop right here. Like, it is
right.
A scene, and then they'd stop and be like, in situations like this, this could be going on. This could be going
right.
on. They could have been like, he could have been like, hey, like, don't tell, da-da-da, then it stop. And they'd be like, if your make sure you always ask your kids what's going on. Da, 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 da.
Right.
They didn't have to actually do all that.
And who produced this? Who wrote it? And if Tiffany Haddish and them was, you know, involved in, that's my girl. You know,
that's
what I'm saying?
That's what makes the grooming thing worse, because that video itself.
And these two big comedians that were now big and comedians like they, that was very disturbing. I feel like if they did do all that, and they, you know, if they get caught for it, I think it's jail time.
Oh, they're getting, they getting that them R. Kelly
years. They getting locked down because that was sick.
That was.
And Tiffany Haddish used to be my best friend. You still are cool with me. You assisted me, but if you did that, I don't know. You know, my new best friend is, you know, well, she been my best friend. I just never told her. Regina Hall.
You said Regina Hall?
I think she's.
You do be telling me Regina Hall.
I don't think she's black famous.
My
she's
favorite
both.
Stranger is Juicy. I'm only saying stranger because I don't know him. But my favorite stranger is Juicy.
Well, Regina Hall is strange to me. She don't know we best friends, but it's fine. She'll find out sooner or later. It's fine.
And the thing is, about Juicy, okay, we really off. This just went a whole nother route.
Okay, but, yeah, because I'm like, where's this going?
Yeah, but with Juicy, I don't know, I just really like Juicy. And I think because he always makes fun of this, he don't make fun of him, but he brings awareness in his own way.
But that's not, you know, that topic is still the same.
Yeah, he brings awareness in his own way. So, for example, the one with the drinking.
Right.
I don't remember that one, but he basically was like,
we gotta tell him. Well, if y'all don't watch Juicy, y'all don't know who he is. He's a comedian. He's been coming up. He's been, you know, you can find him, like, his little skits probably on, what, like, Instagram, maybe Facebook. You look up him on YouTube. He does videos that actually open your eyes that some men might see or some women might see, mainly from the men. So yeah. It's really kind of like he's not shaming his, you know, his
like,
dudes.
Don't get me wrong, he does do his, like, his regular little comedy, but he has videos where it's like how dudes be acting, like, how dudes be trying to get girls drunk. And it's not him saying, I get girls drunk. He's basically saying,
right,
be doing this?
It's like, guys that try to get girls drunk. You know, just try to do things with them. He have one to where it's like guys like Eric Spears. Let's go back to Eric Spears. Like, he got where, like, guys, they want to talk about women and
but they don't,
how they want women to be, how they see them, how they should be when they don't have their self together themselves. You can't tell me you want me to get my nails done every 2 weeks, but your nails look like you've been planting dirt.
You can't missing. And can't say I want a girl with all her teeth in the side.
And your tooth
is
gone.
Crazy.
And you don't wash your own. Personally, I don't want no man telling me he want me to cook and clean when you don't do the same for your. You need to do it for yourself.
That's a good one, because what Keanu was to the 50-50 thing, the 50-50, 100% thing. That's where that come in at, because what she's basically saying that if a man is. If we're both paying 50-50, I expect you to do everything around the house.
Right.
So if it's 50-50 on bills and all that, it's also 50-50 in that kitchen.
Right.
It's 50-50 raising these kids. It's 50-50 taking care of the house. Everything is going to be 50-50.
Right. If you want if you want to be 50-50 now, if you want to be a stay-at-home mom,
now,
I'm sorry, I can't do that.
Now, if you want to be 100-0, which is man can do everything or woman can do everything.
That's what y'all got
everything
going on.
In the house is expected to be done.
By that person. Not saying slave for me, it's just that you decide you wanted to do this. Do
you're
that.
Not doing anything. Like, that's why that's like how our parents, not gonna say our parents ain't that old. How our grandparents, I'm gonna say my great grandparents, my grandma not that old.
Right.
But my great grandparents probably would, nope, I can't even say that. They worked. My great greats, my great great grandparents most likely, you know, 100-0. I provide the food, I mean, I provide the money, the food, but you gonna cook it. I provide all this stuff to keep this house, this roof over your head.
That's I can give an example.
Since
too.
I'm doing that, I'm slaving at work. You have to slave at home,
right?
So you have to raise these kids. You have to cook and clean. But you have nothing but time in your. I ain't gonna say nothing but time, but you're in the house all day. Eventually, you're gonna want to do that anyway,
right?
If you're in the house all day not doing nothing, you go like, damn, I can go. Dang, what sound good? What can we eat for dinner today?
Right.
You gonna cook for your kids. You gonna, dang, that I can clean that.
And it do be like that too.
Dang, that bathroom. Let me go straighten that.
But
like you.
But I seen this in front of my eyes before though. You know, like I say, my grandfather worked. Mm-hmm. He poured concrete. He did that. And there's a time to where my grandma didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So she was the stay at home, you know, wife. Oh, yeah, she did clean. She did cook. She did make sure everything was set. So when he got home, he didn't have to worry about nothing. But it's a thing of me being your wife or me being your maid. Who? I'm your wife. I'm supposed to love you, do things I'm supposed to do in the house, but I'm not just going, like, doing for him because you say so or you want me to do it at a certain time or... It's just like, no, it's not
don't
like
be
she...
demanding nothing
right, it's
from
like
me.
You're demanding me to do things.
I'm going to do it.
Right, it's not like she sit at home demanded. All day. I'm not going to do nothing. So when he come home, he yelling, no, I'm your wife.
Kids
I'm
going to do
the wife.
Too.
I'm going to, my vows say, you know, to be there, all this and that. I'm going to do what a wife dude is supposed to be. But I'm not your maid. I'm not just going, just, you know what I'm saying? I feel like a man should, you know, I know you tired. I'm tired of cleaning up this house. Mm-hmm. So don't just come home and drop your
but
stuff
at that
off
point,
and expect me to pick it
at
up.
At that point, if you were at the house all day, the house should be clean.
Right.
So I shouldn't have to do anything but cook.
So it's like with this situation, it's really like half
personally,
and half.
Personally,
but...
what would you do? Would you be 50-50, 100-0, 0-100?
Man, listen. Baby, I'm not saying my mama always taught me to be independent, but she always taught me if you don't have a man or anything... You need to learn how to do independent things.
I know a life without a man.
Right.
I know how to live a life
my
without a man.
My mama never, you know, my mama was married, so I seen, both things. But in that marriage, I seen, you know, it wasn't going so well, so I seen her independence. So it was like, okay, you could still be married, but you got to have a little independence. But in my, baby, we 50-50. Because if you, listen, if you want to be 100-0, I just feel like I couldn't personally live like that. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to stay home, and I wouldn't want my husband to stay home, because men are lazy sometimes. Mm-hmm. They want to play the game. I would personally get mad. That's how relationship don't work. If we both working, oh, you get off at 7, oh, I'll get off at, okay, I get off at 4. My job, pick the kids up. Like, taking turns is just doing stuff like that's how relationship work. And you give time to be gone, to miss each other, to, because when I'm just always there, you're going to get on that person's nerves, or you're going to be negative. You have nothing to do with yourself. Mm-hmm. I don't want to ever have to sit there at home and wonder what needs to be done. Yep. But if I don't have kids, but as a mother, it's always something that needs to be done. But I just personally feel it should be 50-50 all the way around. That's me. I want it to be 50-50. Or 60-50. If my man want to go a little more...
60-50, not these Fred Taylor numbers.
Listen, yeah, 60-50.
55-50?
Nah.
60-50? 60-50.
Look, hey, some of you men need to start being a little 60-50, and some of these women need to start being 60-50. Go above and beyond.
What is 60-50?
Listen, go above and beyond sometimes.
Okay.
Go above and beyond
sometimes. I like
sometimes.
That.
I'm 60. You know, I'm young, but I'm getting it. I know. Go all above and beyond. Even if it's your friend, 60-50, just because your friend is up for you, you got this up for them. Nah, you can always go above and beyond for them. And, you know, you don't have to keep... I don't want the back and forth. Oh, my wife did this for me, so I want to do this. Oh, she picked up the kids. I'm going to pick... You pick them up for the whole week.
Pick them up. Go get them some ice cream. Go take them to get some food.
Right. Like,
go crazy.
Personally, I would love that in a relationship. 60-50. Or it could be, it could just be different stuff, different times. Like, you know, I like to, so with that whole situation, I just feel like, I don't know how to explain it because I'm not there yet. So I can't say too much, but. Like, you know, and y'all probably think we all talk, but it's not. We circle all the way back around from awareness and men and women. And it's all in the same subject. If you listening, you would stick with us. But, yeah, I feel like that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
See me? I'll just be on my love.
I see you. I see you got a little poetic with us, huh?
Yeah.
I like that. You wrote that down?
Nah, you know, that's straight. I'm not trying to brag. You know, I'm not
that's
cocky.
Straight,
I'm just confident.
That's straight from the top.
That's straight from the top. That, you know, the head.
That's straight from the head. Okay. All right, that's cool.
That's straight from the head.
I love that for you.
Yep, y'all. And you know me. I talk about marriage and kids. I'm not ready for that yet. Especially kids, you know.
Especially not kids. I'm not Nick Cannon.
Nick, we love you. I love Nick Cannon to death. But 10?
10 is cool. Crazy.
10 is stupid.
And it's probably more.
Not stupid as a retarded, but stupid as a crazy stupid.
There goes stupid.
But, yo, he definitely having more, but
it's definitely going to be more than 10.
Like,
but
yeah.
Somebody was like, you can't, don't talk to me about Nick Cannon. Eddie Murphy got 10 kids.
Right.
But
it's a lot of celebrities out here that got a lot of kids.
I think it's the multiple... I don't know what it
is. It's back to back.
I think it's the back to back.
But like
kids.
We said, something came to us to where our friend said maybe he's... doing it for something, maybe he's, like, you know, trying to leave a legacy.
Yeah. I feel like that's what it is.
But, you know, after we might get more into, like, him, all these kids. But I know I'm not going to have kids. But, you know, y'all going to hear more from us after this sponsor.
What's good, Never Evers? It's your girl, Lovely LC.
And Nicole B.
So, today we just wanted to talk about the problems right now in Jackson, Mississippi with the water crisis.
Oh, yes. Yes, we want to bring awareness to Jackson, Mississippi for all the families out there. And friends who couldn't leave, or like students as us that who couldn't leave campus,
because we currently are going through the water crisis as well.
Yes,
so we're not just people talking about it; we people that are actually going in through it.
Yes,
so
and we just ask that you guys, you know, try to help us reach out if you can donate anything, such as water, fans. We'll really appreciate it.
The state of Jackson deserves it. This is one city that go hard. Like,
yes,
for one another. I know that for sure. So, yeah, I know they would gratefully appreciate it. I know I would, too.
Yeah, we definitely would appreciate it also. So,
you know, I just want to raise that awareness and peace and blessings. Everybody have a nice day.
Thank you.
And thank you. But, yeah, I do agree with you on the 60-50.
Mm-hmm.
I always go to the extreme.
Well, not...
Not extreme, but
yeah,
always...
Yeah.
You do always try to... I'm going to say do more to your partner. Don't try to...
Outdo them every time.
Yeah, I'm trying to outdo them every time.
To get an outdone response.
Yeah, don't make me look like the lame parent.
It's like it's tit for tat.
Yeah.
That's lame.
Yeah, don't do that. Like, dang, oh, she did set. She cooked dinner. Oh, I'm about to go ahead and get John Legend to play on the
piano. You should do it because your heart really wants to do it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all y'all out there, 60-50.
60-50.
60-50.
But hey, it's a numbers. It's a numbers thing. Everything's
yeah.
a numbers game. Just like football. You know, I had to bring that in here because you know it's about to be football season. I don't know who y'all rocking with. I know who I'm rocking with, but I ain't, you know,
who?
The Chargers. You know, Chargers gonna always be my team.
What have they done?
Marty, what you're not gonna do is
what have they done last season?
What are you not
you
gonna
be like?
Do?
Oh,
it wasn't. Chargers. I've been a Chargers fan.
I know you've been a Chargers
since
fan.
Since LaDainian, since LT, that was like the first player I ever knew growing up. And then they got Derwin J. Man, let me tell you something. The Chargers is the only team I know for a fact. Ain't no like if you say you like the Chargers, you're lying. Like.
Then you're lying.
No, I'm saying like this. They haven't won anything, like you said.
Right.
The Chargers haven't won anything. So if they start winning next year, and somebody next year be like the year after be like, yeah, I love the Chargers. Da, 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 da.
Cat.
You're lying. You're lying.
Yeah, y'all. She has been a Chargers fan. I don't have a favorite team. I just like watching football. But you know, we gotta give a little hand crack shout out to the Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh yeah.
You know,
I got love for the Bengals for sure.
We you know that's my favorite team, but
until
you know
they
that's,
play
our
the
home, that's our home team.
I love them till they play the Chargers. Then I'd be like,
they beat them, didn't they?
The Chargers won. I think.
Both games? Did they play them twice?
I think Chargers won.
I thought we won one.
I don't know. Let me make sure.
Let's just say we won one. Well, we ain't talking about the Chargers because they wasn't in the Super Bowl. We talking about
okay,
the Super Bowl.
But the Bengals didn't win the Super Bowl.
Which we really could have won the Super Bowl. It was rigged, but I'm not going to say too much.
Chargers won.
I'm not going to say too much. We could have won.
41-22.
Well, they could have seen us in the Super Bowl, but they
didn't. That's because the Chargers did something stupid to end their game. They could have tied the game. Okay,
right.
The Chargers... They just was doing stupid stuff, y'all.
Yeah, football season is a vibe.
College football season. Shout out to my JSU boys. They're going to be playing in Miami this weekend.
Actually, tomorrow.
They're playing FAMU, so let's wish them some luck. We'll make sure they...
Coach Prime.
Most of
y'all other HBCUs wish y'all had Coach Prime. I know y'all ain't gonna say it, but I know y'all wish. Ooh, the college I went to, we had an NFL coach coaching us, even though the team we're playing. Don't they got an NFL coach?
Who?
The team we're playing? Or that's another school.
Newfield,
but
no,
yeah, wish y'all. Yeah, y'all, Coach Prime. That's a good guy. But I just don't like or understand. Not saying like, I just don't understand why. Like other people get mad that he does things for the football team. He's a football coach.
Yeah.
Let me say it again. He's a football coach. Like I don't understand what more. He's not the dean. He's not our president. He's not a teacher that goes here. He's not, you know, a professor. He's a football. He's our football coach. He's all about our football, like the community and stuff like that. Like, and a lot of people get mad that he does a lot for them, or he's getting them, you know, he getting them boys somewhere that where they
his
need
to be. His biggest priority is his kids, because all the last his last three go here.
Mm-hmm.
And that football team.
Well, his other son be here a lot more too.
He's grown. Everybody counting Dion Jr.
But okay, why wouldn't he be all about his football? All about the football team.
They hired him to care for a football player.
And he has. Think about it, and then I understand why he cares for them that much. Some people only feel like they only got football. Some of them players only came to school because of football. A lot of them people probably didn't do well in college. I mean, well in high school. Or, like, you know, just did good overall in life. So, they feel like football is the only thing they had. So, him caring for them, like, the way he does, I actually like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they want him to do so much. So, you know, we're going through a water crisis. And it's okay. You know, just y'all please, you know, help us out. Try to send some love.
Only thing I did not like was the mayor. Like, him saying, what the mayor said? He said something about he wants to help the community. And he only helped the football team.
Right. It's like, forget everybody else.
That's what
school.
Got me. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, they accommodated them hotels, food, and water.
I was like.
While everybody else got to kind of fiend and kind of struggle for themselves. But JSU is doing the best that they can to help us.
What about the whole student body? But, hey, it's prime. You can't really say, it's hard to say no to a Hall of Fame football player.
One of the best that ever do it. So.
It's really hard to be like, nah. And Prime's bringing a lot of money to the city of Jackson, so I won't be telling him no either.
Right.
But our football team bring a nice lump sum to this
for
community.
Them.
To this community.
Yeah.
So I'm not telling Dion no either. Honestly. That's just my opinion.
Shout out to Coach Prime, though, for making our football team a whole lot better, because I'm not going to lie, we used to suck. I was there, I witnessed it, and I'm not holding my tongue back. We used to suck. Like, it didn't make no sense how bad we sucked. But now, you know, shout out to him bringing people from all. He got people transferring. He got so many people coming from different places, giving them opportunities at the same time. Them boys were suited and booted. Mm-hmm. And he don't let them wear anything. They respectful. They got to get good grades. He makes sure they in class. Everything. I got a couple football players in my classes. I got like three.
I probably do. I don't really pay attention.
Yeah, y'all, with football season, you know, you got, Sundays, Mondays, and Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
That football come. I don't know when high school play. Like, I don't know, like, when
high school season's already started.
The Friday night. I'm saying, I don't Friday know, like, nights. What days. Oh, Friday night. Duh. Friday night lights.
Okay.
That's the only day that they be, like, I ain't watched high school football in a minute.
I ain't watched high school football because I was in high school.
Yeah, but, you know, speaking of schools, let's just touch on our president. Y'all president. Let me say that.
On this segment of, do we really like Joe? Or are we just tolerating him? All right, go ahead and tell me what you got to say, Big Pimp.
I'm tolerating him. I'm mistakenly. And I'm going to say this. I'm giving y'all the real me, blunt me. I mistakenly voted for you. That don't mean I was going to vote for Trump. But I mistakenly voted for you because it's my first time voting. I wanted to actually contribute to the community and contribute to, like, you know, basically doing what my mama told me to do. But what are you, I mean, not what are you doing, but, you know, he basically was going to do the thing. He said, you know, if I
it
say something, I'm going to do it.
It
took forever. Yes, it did. But Joe was sick. Joe really be sick,
Joe
and he don't say
old.
Nothing.
These last few presidents have been, these last two, him and
Trump.
Well,
I don't understand why they, I
are too old to be in office and to be telling a newer generation what to do. Or to be making rules for generations to come when they're not even going to be here
that
to be here to follow any of those rules.
Right, because Joe's sick.
That's why I don't like the government itself. Why are y'all all... Why are
it's
y'all
a bunch
all
of old men.
Why are y'all all baby boomers? And I'm a millennial. And it's, the world is being...
Ran back.
Ran
not
back.
Ran,
it's starting to be the millennials and Gen Z. Why is baby boomers still trying to take control? Baby, you was born in the 50s.
Yeah, it's time for y'all though. It's time for y'all to enjoy retirement. And it's like you can see, and that's why you can see why every president we get, the skin, the hair, everything changes over time. It's not even because you're old. A lot of people that age well. Mm-hmm. You stressed out trying to do something, but you really being a president don't mean you really make a lot of calls. A lot of y'all who ain't pay attention in history class, a lot of y'all don't know that. They gotta go through people. Well, they can sign and push for things. Mm-hmm. But it's a Congress that has to, like, overall see it through? Or like,
it gotta go through a whole process.
Yeah, it's a whole process. The houses
and all of that.
But I'm looking for my, I'm waiting on my student loans to get cleared.
They still there.
Mine's are still there, too.
Joey.
What is the requirements for getting your student loans cleared?
It was if you make, anybody who makes more than $125,000 or more is not qualified. You gotta be a middle classer and lower.
Which I think he's helping our community. You know, he's helping mainly.
He is helping a lot of black people.
A lot of black people.
Because a lot of black people, one thing that's holding them back is student loans.
Yeah, definitely. Because I know my mom was paying student loans, but hopefully I can get it forgiveness program. But
hopefully your stuff get cleared.
Hopefully, yes. If my student loans get cleared, baby, I'm going to be so happy.
I'm qualified for that $20.
But Joe now, look for me. Look for my name next and be like, you know what? We're going to get her together.
Yeah. It better be gone before I graduate.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
Well, you got a couple semesters left. Well, one. Really, one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, please, Joe. We did it, Joe. That's all I'm going to say when he do it.
All right,
because
I heard from Kamala Harris in a while.
Because she can't say nothing. We can't. Bro, he left her in charge for one day because he was getting surgery. The only thing she can do is redecorate in that time. Not even that.
You right about that? She don't want my love, I guess.
But shout out to you too, Kamala. Even though, you know, you pulled every card you had, but it's cool, y'all. But y'all, we need some new topics too.
Ladies and gents,
let us know.
Is R&B dead?
Ooh, that's
I got the Diddy song stuck in my head, and that's what made me think of it, because Diddy the one that brought the topic up to begin with.
He's dead. That's what it is. His music is dead. He want to know so bad if R&B dead. Your music is dead. Nobody want you dancing behind their videos no more. We tired of that.
Yeah.
Commentating on each video. Kurt,
Somebody said R&B just Kurt because Franklin. Your music not hitting no more don't mean R&B is
How's
dead.
How's R&B dead when you just had Chris Brown come up with a whole album and go on tour?
I think Bad Boy was the start of R&B changing. I think so. If you go back to like the old 90s R&B, like 90s Bad Boy hits, it was more hip hop.
Right. Like, I would say because Biggie was kind of, he was hip hop.
Yeah,
real.
It was more hip hop. They were sampling beats, or a lot of their beats were
old school.
Upbeat.
Mm-hmm.
They were like upbeat R&B songs, and that was like the start of...
Do anyone of them, any Bad Boy records got a sad song? Not even sad, but
the saddest song you probably get is, like, Missing You or something.
Mm.
And even with that song kind of has a hip-hop feel. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong, the bridges and all that. Like, you know, when Faith we start singing, I'm cool, that's R&B. But a lot of them beats and a lot of them, the tempos be given very much... sing hip hop.
Like, yeah, I don't think. I mean, it's just a lot of R&B people. Then, they're trying to get in their groove to where they're trying to relate to the music that's going on now. I'm not saying it's sad. I shout out to all my rappers, but our world is being literally like it's rap.
I'd
be scared if I was an R&B artist too. Put something out and it doesn't hit, and you've been working that hard on it.
They want classic R&B, so they want like crying. Begging and
cheating and what like, I'm gonna
they,
do with
but
this
like,
and
that. I'm sorry, R&B. They want that. They don't want just sex R&B. That's not. They had that back then, but somebody wants some crying in the rain and I apologize R&B.
Mm.
Memorable. It's really memorable. That's what they want. They want R&B that even after.
Oh, this is a song right here.
Yeah, and after 30 years from now, when we 60, 70 years old, we like this. This right here, do your grandkids know it? Your great grandkids know it? And you like this? That's R&B. That's memorable R&B.
And I think Chris Brown, he's not the only one doing that. I feel like her, she's doing good. Summer Walker, like they all.
Yeah. So it's not that it's dead. It's just that you want your Izzy Brother hits. You want your.
You can't have those type of hits during our.
Yeah, you want
our
those
time.
Teddy Pendergrass hits. You want the Temptation hits. You want those. And those are memorable.
And
things.
You is you talking to you, you Diddy. We talking to you.
Yeah, you want generational music. You don't want the music to stop once we get older. We like, I don't want to hear that no more. Right. I can still bump Keisha Cole.
Oh,
I can still, like, I mean, like,
Monica, Brandy, like,
even though it hasn't been that long since Keisha Cole came, well, I mean, it's been long, pretty, it's been about 20 years now.
Right.
But you can still put on Shoulda Cheated in Love and still be like, this song hit.
And still like, I'm feel in a, the same like, way you felt it. Like, I'm in the back of the
car with my mom.
Right.
Like, that's what it feel
the
like.
Same way that you felt it.
When you first heard it.
When you first heard it.
When you first heard it. It's one of those songs that bring back memories. Like you said that It's Cool by Anthony Hamilton makes you like think about
Anthony Hamilton makes you go through a whole day in 30 minutes when he sings. Yes. It makes you rethink yo. It's a lot of songs that just make you think like that's crazy.
Like I was just doing this when this song came out.
But like
out.
The new R&B songs, they good.
They is good.
But Summer Walker don't give
the
me
longevity.
She don't Summer Walker, I love her music. Don't get me wrong. I don't want y'all to try to come for me. I love Summer Walker, but if some of her songs don't give you dang, like that's crazy.
Like this gonna hit.
Right. But she do got hits though.
She got
Summer
hits.
Walker
oh,
got
she got hits.
Hits
for sure.
She's cold. She one thing about her, she's cold. Sure. But like
when what's a song that I hear now? What's a? I'm trying to think of a recent song that I've heard, and I'm like, this song right here, next few years, this gonna hit.
Oh yeah.
Like, you still got like, I really don't like these songs no more. But Best Part and Focus, like them two songs, I think they might they're going to stand the test of time. At least Best Part is, because
right.
It's gonna be a wedding song forever.
Mm-hmm.
That This Is Why I Love You forever. It's gonna be a wedding song forever.
It just them songs that
them songs
like
that
the
I can
longevity
walk, that you can
of
walk
them.
Down
the
aisle right. To are the ones that's gonna last the longest.
Most definitely.
Like those are gonna like I want like I said I want Jamie Foxx at my wedding. I don't know what I want him to sing, but I just like Jamie Foxx's voice.
I knew who I wanted my wedding, but I'm changing my whole scheme. I wanted Kenny
Lattimore,
but I don't want Kenny no more.
Why?
I want Gerald.
Gerald who? I know you're talking about LaVert.
I wanted him.
You know he passed away.
Yes.
A long time ago.
I wanted him.
Like when we were four.
Listen, if that man could come back today,
oh my God.
He going to be at my wedding.
Oh my God.
But I don't want his daddy though. I know he's gone too.
Eddie's still here.
Eddie here?
Eddie, both his sons passed away except for him.
Shouts out to you, Eddie. Listen, I ain't got no problem with Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want the OJs.
Okay.
I want the singly LaVert. I want Gerald, but he's not here, so I can't get him. And Kenny Lattimore, he cool, but he gonna probably try to bring Faith, and I don't rock with Faith.
You don't like Judge Faith?
She mean.
She just mean on court, though.
She might do be nice, though. She might is real nice. Now I ain't gonna do, for a black lady in court, I support her, though. But
yeah.
I don't know, but I do like longevity songs that like you remember off the top, like Kiki White and Devine. Always gonna them songs always gonna
them
hit for
always
real.
Always gonna hit.
Them was gonna hit.
You gotta yeah.
Like Kiki White ain't came out with nothing
that's
yet.
I think that Usher versus Chris Brown conversation. I love Chris Brown. Chris
he
Brown
gonna smoke
been
Usher.
My favorite. Or I ain't gonna say that. I'm not gonna say that.
No, he wrote
Chris Brown
too,
been
though.
My favorite artist since I was four, since he came out.
Right.
And a lot of Chris Brown songs, when you listen to them, you get irritated. Like his older songs, you're like, bro, I don't want to hear this.
Which one?
Run It. I can't stand Run It.
Okay.
Popping It's Annoying. What else song? He got a few of them.
Don't say one of my favorite younger songs. I ain't gonna do not now. Not you say that. I'm kind of starting to think Wall to Wall really
wall to
ain't,
wall,
y'all.
A lot of them
wall,
songs, a lot
wall
of Chris
to Wall
songs,
really need to go ahead and balance.
A lot of Chris Brown songs do not.
When Chris Brown got, when Chris Brown start getting hella tattoos and start smoking, that's when he started.
And I ain't gonna say a lot of them don't hit. It's just his newer stuff. I'm not gonna say that. After the Fame, I ain't gonna say the Fame album.
Nah, cause he do got some hits on each album.
After he started doing them 40 song albums, and I love them. Don't get me wrong, I love them all.
Right, the deluxe albums.
I love the Indigo. I love the Heartbreak on the Full Moon. I love Breezy. I love them last
can't
three
go
albums.
Crazy,
but I think it takes away him being his music. It takes away from what we know what he can do.
Is he signed?
If you got 40 songs
on
an album,
we can't focus.
Some
on
of them
all songs
are like mostly like a lot of songs are going to be good. But a lot of people are not going to get through all 40 of them songs.
You got some fans that's gonna know every word for word on each song.
I know every word. I know the whole album.
Well, I see what you're saying, though. Chris Brown a great artist, but Chris, save us. We got to listen to at least
Chris,
10.
Him listening to them, him making them 40 albums, it takes away, it makes us forget. Like, damn, why he doing 40, though? Like,
right. I still haven't heard all the whole album he just put
it
out.
It kind of makes you forget, like, what he can do. When he starts releasing BS, and you just like, Chris, huh? What's going on?
Just like, please don't get on me for when I say this. I love my girl B. Ain't nobody on top of B.
You gonna get
cancer. I love B. Man, everybody was talking about it though. I'm not the only one. She got some good songs on that album, but some of them songs was like, come on, B. I know you probably was washing blue hair and you just, hold on real quick, run to the studio, record something. That wasn't it.
Not washing her hair. That's crazy.
Some of them songs felt rushed. But we can't expect the most because, okay, yeah, she does have a life. That's why I don't really care because she has a life. We can't always expect the best from her every time.
Yeah, like this, Monty. Beyonce's been out for 20 plus years.
Yes.
And she's literally did music.
All her life.
All her life and did several different songs. She has to switch it up. And if, at some point, you can't keep releasing the same thing. You have to switch
it
up.
That's why I said I didn't complain about her album for real. But I said a lot of people, I just said some of the songs didn't hit. Like some of the songs I felt, I knew what she was doing. Like the start of the album, the first song, the music, and you don't get that slow coming on or that upbeat. You get a different type of beat. I feel like this beat was like an island type music.
It was house music, definitely.
Yes, like, and I felt, I love, the one thing I do love about it is different. Like you said, you can't have the same thing for 20 plus, especially if you've been in the game that long.
Yeah, you got to.
You can't have the same thing for that long.
That's why I don't be that mad at Chris.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Chris Brown switches it up.
For a long time.
He did pop. He done did Chris rap. Chris Brown
didn't
do
pop. I don't like Chris Brown. I like R&B Chris Brown. And Chris Brown has not really... The Breezy album, he did touch...
I like pop Chris
Brown. He did get into his... I don't care for pop Chris Brown. Like, I don't care for Yeah Three Times. Like, I don't really like that song.
Hold on. Don't do us, okay? Don't do me and
you
my...
You like that song?
I like some of his... Yeah,
You like that? You like Don't Wake Me Up and all of that?
Don't Wake Me, bro. That's give you, bro. I look at me, though. I like all genres of music. You know that.
I do too, but I don't like.
I like jumping up and down, put my fist in the air. I like that.
Don't Wake Me Up annoyed me. I had that album. I had that, the Fortune album.
You're not a part of our pop culture over here, though.
I listen to pop music all the time. As a Chris Brown fan,
I like pumping my fist in the air.
I do too.
You expect too much out of Chris.
But as a Chris Brown fan,
he's only human.
Who was trying to do R&B music. And he not do R&B music?
He was trying to do music, period.
No, he was signed as an R&B artist.
Listen.
Usher. He was signed as the next Usher. Oh, let's get back to Usher. Let me tell you why Usher is better. I ain't gonna say why Usher is better. I'm not ever gonna say that.
Whoa!
I'm not gonna ever say that. Let me tell you why.
That's crazy.
Let me tell you why Usher is going to would win, though. His songs. Let me tell you something. That Confessions album.
You think he will win over Chris Brown?
That Confessions album, and I hate to say it, that Confessions album, from the first, from the time you turn it on to the time it cut off, is one of the great. It's one of the greatest. One of the greatest R&B albums ever. Okay. And my favorite Chris Brown album is Fame. And some argue
Confessions is beating Fame.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Are y'all team Chris Brown?
And I'm team Chris forever. But I'm not gonna sit there and be.
No, we talk about in the verses. Are you team Chris Brown or team Usher? I'm team both.
I'm gonna go for Chris. I'm gonna take that L when I'm talking stuff online, and they be like, "I told you so."
Usher wrote for people too, though, right?
Usher wrote. Usher probably has.
I think yeah.
More than likely, but
Neo and Usher.
Neo wrote. If it's just writing, if it's just penmanship, Neo's winning.
Yeah, because Neo worked for a lot of people. He even worked with TLC.
For sure. But that Confession album alone, I'm not going to say it's dusting Chris Brown. I'm not going to ever say ain't nobody dusting Chris Brown, like, ever. It'd never be a 10 and 0, like a, well, how many verses song? How many, 20 rounds?
I
never
think
be
they get like 10 to 20 songs.
It'd never be a 20 and 0. It'd be like a... Like a 9 and 12. I mean, not 9 and 12, 9 and 11.
So he only will beat him by like 2.
Yeah.
Okay, it'll never be, I can see that.
It'll never be like he got dusted.
Name one of Usher's songs that's better than Chris Brown's songs right now.
Confessions.
Which one?
1 and 2. I'm sorry. Confessions. No, just because. No, I ain't gonna say that. That's too easy. That's too easy.
Right.
That's what it's made for. Can you handle it?
How the first song go?
What? That's what it's made for? That's what it's made for.
Okay, that
you
is
know
hard.
I got it.
Listen, though, that's but when Chris Brown songs can beat that.
Get freaky like this.
It's how, I'm going to say this. It's how they line them up. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm gonna say that it's how Chris Brown got too many hits from us to pick for. I mean, Usher been doing
Versus since he was young too. About placement. Right. Versus is definitely about placement, but
it's how they place it.
If you're not placing your songs the right way, then it's gonna sound.
You gotta start off simple, unless you want to. But Chris Brown got so many bangers to where every round could be a banger.
But then it's the other problem. Usher's been out longer too, but Usher, his songs, it touches the older generation. Too. I can't really explain it, but. What's his album? Oh, you remind me of a songs like that, Monty. Come on, that's like R. That's strictly like Usher is really like I guess strictly R&B because he's done some pop before.
Because he just came out some stuff with City Girls, but which is hitting,
and that's hard.
It's not even hitting just on TikTok. It's hitting.
It's really just hitting
on radio. And hitting
on the radio and everything.
I feel like they should go ahead and do it for something for fun.
They're not gonna do it. Usher already said he's not doing it.
Why not?
He said he'd demolish whoever he go against.
Okay. Yeah, what Chris Brown said? I said Chris Brown
said. Chris Brown said he'd do it now. At first, Chris Brown was saying he wouldn't go against nobody because he'd do somebody dirty.
Yeah.
You got it bad. You don't have to call Monty. Monty.
That's the whole confession album?
No, this ain't even a confession. This is
okay, Usher. I like them songs.
This is Usher's telling other you. Album.
20 songs, right?
20 songs.
Chris Brown could put all his best number one hit songs, and he got 20 of them.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to Chris Brown's first album. I'm about to just tell you.
Bro, you don't. We're not even
using. Let me tell you why Chris not going to win. Because everybody who loved this album were babies.
Okay.
And now they're old. They're grown now. So now they like grown people music. Chris Brown's first album is strictly made for teenagers.
My mama still likes some of them songs, though.
But they're still made for teenagers.
You're right. But Usher had this when he was a teenager.
So the older you get, but most of Usher's like hottest hits were when he was an adult.
Listen, at the end of the day, if they ever was to go against each other, it's placement.
Like they said, it was a thing I seen that said, if you picking, was it Jamie Foxx, DJ plays a love song or Chris Brown something. Now everybody was like, "Shit!" When I was a teenager, I'm picking Chris Brown.
I'm picking Jamie.
But as an adult, I'm picking that Jamie Foxx song because it just hits as different as an adult. Chris Brown songs you can't relate to no more.
Chris Brown songs was about teenage love a lot.
It was teenage love. You can't relate to teenage love when you're 30, 40 years old.
Okay, I can see where you're going with that. But like I said, placement. I'm just gonna keep it at placement.
Placement does matter
because if Chris wins, he placed his songs right.
And then Versus is also very weird because you never really, the internet chooses the winner. So even if you think Chris Brown won, somebody else might think Usher won. If they think Usher won, you think Chris Brown won. So you could be like, yeah, Chris Brown was, he went 20-0. And somebody like, nah, Usher went 20-0. Like, you never really know.
Music itself is just, like, music itself has just evolved so much. Like, I remember when, like, my uncle now, well, not my uncle, but, like, playing Jeezy and Gucci Man was crazy back in the day.
Yeah.
Playing all these other rappers was crazy. Like, I remember my cousins, Kendall and Key, bumping bricks. All white bricks. You know what I'm saying? We know what that is.
Yeah.
Nowadays, they talking about, sniffing coke. I'm on that lean. They out with it. Like, I don't want to hear that. And most other people want to. I'm not finna talk about how I almost killed myself every day. I love Lil Durk. Durk go crazy. People know Durk go crazy, but on that album, I guarantee, prove me wrong. Somebody hit me up, prove me wrong. Every album that man talked about popping pills or taking a pill or how a pill almost killed him. Every song, on that last album. I literally listen to Lil Durk just to see, like, you know, we come from, I feel some of that music. You know, some of us come from those backgrounds, so that's why I can relate to some of his songs, but I can't relate every day to, but most people can, but I feel better. I feel like I was the only concerned one out of his fans. I'm worried about you.
Oh my God.
I want you to go get help. No wonder why his eyes are that big. And they stay that wide. He on them pills, baby. Them perks, lean. That ain't healthy.
Perky up.
Man, Rod Wave said he spent how much on some lean? How much? go listen to him. I want all my mans to go get help. I bet if all these rappers start going to get help and start putting in their raps, a lot of home, a bunch of black. But rap can influence some stuff, bro. A lot of men are gonna start getting help and going, get man, Dirk will take 100 black men right now. Let's all go to a therapy session. They gonna go, cause people follow the trend. They follow the wave.
Yeah.
I'd rather be on the beach while that wave going. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm not saying this is cause people like, I don't know. I wanna say this, cause I don't wanna try to misinterpret being a follower is all bad. It depends on who you're following.
Yeah.
It depends on who you're following. A lot of people following Lil Durk. A lot of people following Lil Baby. And, you know what I'm saying? That's why Lil Baby made, you know, that song. His Voice of Heroes, when they was doing that, some of those songs was cool.
Mm-hmm.
They was telling these people, like, you know, Lil Baby said, what these people doing to us ain't all good. He promoted something good. For him to do that on his performance, for like, for one of his first performers on
The Grammys.
Who you know did some, well, I don't say who you know, but who you know in our time did some that positive yet?
Kendrick Lamar.
On the Grammys. Okay, good, Kendrick Lamar. But of course, we're going to expect it from Kendrick. Kendrick's somebody who been rapping, speak about that. I'm talking about like Lil Baby and all them. Like,
talking about that.
Nardo Wick, Pooh Shiesty, all them. Yeah. Of course, we like, whoa, what they doing? They promoting this on it? We don't get too many young dudes like that doing that. That's why I respect Lil Baby. And that documentary was well put together.
Mm-hmm. Crying, though, is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how my little sister cried. Crying is crazy.
Yeah, I wouldn't have cried over the... I wouldn't have cried over the little documentary. But he did good, though. But music's taking a toll on... It, I don't know. It's taking a toll. And I love how there's so many genres of music. I feel like if internet go back, that's something we're going to have left. Is music.
Okay, what?
I said, if we don't have internet, I feel like that's the only thing we have is music.
CDs.
To connect to people. No, I'm saying, like, wise of, like,
no, I'm entertaining saying, no, yourself. I'm saying, like, if we don't have internet, that takes away a lot of the streaming services. So you're going to be just stuck with CDs and
DVDs.
Records.
CDs, DVDs. My aunt got VHS tapes to this day. And a VCR player. You ain't never, look, I'm but you ain't never seen BAPS. On no VHS. It just hit different sometimes. You ain't never seen BAPS on no VHS.
Until you ain't rewind that tape.
You right. But sometimes, but it depends on what model you got. You can rewind it back. But yeah, I love music. Like, I just love
music. I don't know. I always say I was born in a weird era, like a weird time, because I can vividly remember having a VHS set and having to use like a butter knife to...
Yeah.
To rewind it back. That's why I think I was born in a weird...
I think I remember my grandma... Well, we never had one, but I remember my grandma having one. I remember when a DVD... I remember like, oh, what's a DVD? Baby, you get the remote to go with it? It's crazy.
Yeah.
I remember evolving, like...
Yeah, I remember the
hanging up on people with the flip
phone. My grandma having the desktop computer. And it still was connected to the
Ethernet thing,
the Ethernet,
the wall.
Yep. And I remember being connected to like the house phone and all that. Like, so I always
everything
I
went out.
I was born in a weird, like a weird.
And then
anybody born in that 2000s, like 2003, like I'm gonna say 98 to 2003. That is a weird few years of life. You like,
yeah.
I remember that. Like, they be like, I bet you y'all, like, 90s kids don't remember this. You like, I remember.
Bro, remember that. Putting the hot comb on the stove? They did that back in the day, too. But, like, the hot comb on the stove when your mom just put the grease in your head and it's steaming. It's crazy. Rollers? Crazy. Yep.
I just, the flip phones.
I remember the desktop, too.
I've had a brick phone.
You had a brick?
Like I said, I was born in a very weird.
My mom bought me my sister's era. A BlackBerry.
Them 98 to 2003 kids are different. That's adult or a different wave of kids. Like, we not millennials and we really not Gen Z. We just our own
people.
Our own people. Because we did a lot of stuff that millennials did, but we also live and do a lot of stuff that Gen Z does.
Right.
But we seen both.
That's like, yeah, I can see that because, like, the 90s, like, people still in the early 2000s was kind of dressing like the 90s. But that's when, like, our influences start coming out. And they start doing baggy clothes. And then it's like...
Yeah.
We start wearing church clothes to clubs.
Like, I vividly remember...
Right.
The baggy era.
Why was that? Why was wearing a tie?
The church clothes era.
Why was wearing a tie to the club? Why was that outfit? Why was that outfit? Crazy. Why was mohawks cute? On women and females. Like, I said women and females. On women and males. Like, I said women and females. But that's the thing of it. Our era was a little. Like, so I remember my cousins literally, like, they would be so fresh with the baggy rockwear jeans with a corner store big white tee with a white beater underneath with just some clean shoes. Mm-hmm. You was fresh.
Yeah, I remember, like, internet wasn't that's how I know it was weird, because the internet wasn't the way it is now. It was just, like, you could do, like, AOL.
When was YouTube created? What year was 07. That?
07. I remember when YouTube came out.
Listen, when I first discovered YouTube, like, 07, one of my 07. Aunts had a computer, right? Mm-hmm. I've never really worked on top of a computer, but in school, so I'm like, oh, that's a nice computer. YouTube, I was searching up. I'm like, how did this site have everything on there you looking for? Mm-hmm. I don't even know how to spell some of these artists' names. It was just popping up. New video. Lay Your Head on My Pillow was the first song I ever really heard on YouTube. I used to sing that song out, but I started, what? Then you start watching.
Which one? The 2020 one or the?
The
Lloyd one?
Yeah. Didn't even know 2020 back when I heard that. Like, bruh, this world is crazy. Weird. Like, it's weird.
Weird era. Like,
this world is crazy to live in and just to see.
I had a position one. My family had position one when I was born. That should tell you a lot. That should tell you.
Game Boy.
That should tell you a lot.
The handheld PSPs.
My old pictures, like baby pictures, look old. That
yes.
should tell you a lot.
It makes, I swear it looked like I was born when my mama that was born. Why are my pictures in the house a baby? What about, like, I look like I was there when my mama was born at the same time.
It tells
and
you.
And now all these new babies got all the nice little cameras, got good lighting.
Like I said, a weird era.
I feel like we came up, too.
You said what?
We evolved and came up, too.
Yeah, we grew up with technology. I mean, like, the millennials was there for the beginning, basically. I was gonna be like the beginning of the internet. They were really there. We were kind of there for the evolution of social media.
Started at
the era peak. Of touch screen. Like, I remember when iPods and stuff were popular. When little MP3 I had a
clip on your shirt.
The little MP3 players, like the iPad Nanos. And then I remember when I had a Sidekick. I remember when dang, I can't remember, Monty. Dang, think of something.
Like electronic-wise?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of something else.
Oh, you already said MP3 players, because I remember those for sure.
Oh, I had a CD player. Not an MP3 player. I had to put CDs.
CDs player was... Bro, you remember making your own music? I was burning CDs. Bro, I watched somebody burn me a whole birthday CD. What song you want? What song you need?
Man, I used to just make random mixtapes.
All you needed was a bunch of plain white CDs and a black marker. Mm-hmm. And a computer.
My grandma had a whole thing, like, music, like, burning CDs. The white ones really for movies.
Right.
But the other ones.
Oh, the silver ones.
The silver ones.
I burned a couple of songs.
But I used to.
Was that illegal?
You had that LimeWire with LimeWire. We had LimeWire. That definitely was illegal. But,
I think I did some. I don't know.
I'm still here.
But playing outside was safe. Mm-hmm. Playing outside on the street with other kids you barely knew, you just made friends that day, was cool. Nowadays, you want to play with. Yeah, we ain't going to say what. We know, but playing with weapons and.
Glockies.
Yeah, Glockies. Glockianas.
I'm about to say the same thing.
But all this world crazy, though, but. We about to start giving y'all some more content.
She lying to y'all.
No, I'm not lying. Okay, we have to work with each other's schedules. If she's not here, lying. I'm going to record myself.
I'm not going
to
say anything about bringing y'all new content because...
I said more.
I don't be telling the truth when it comes to this some things. Because I be like, yeah, y'all, we going to see y'all next week. We going to release an episode every week. And y'all going to get an episode
until
next month. And not even next month, next semester. So
I ain't said that. I just said we're going to try to get... Well, I'm going to say that. I'm going to rephrase it.
Try.
We're going to try to get y'all some new content.
I like that. Because we couldn't even say it. We guess who back? Because we're lying. We're going to be gone again.
The never ever... Bro, why y'all don't never hit us up to give us... suggestions or subjects or what? Like, we ain't mean people. Like, you can hit my, like...
You ain't got to explain yourself to them.
You're right. But these are people. You got to connect with your people.
If they love us, if messing with us like they say they messing with us and they watching it how they say they watching it, they'll do it themselves. We ain't got to keep begging. They don't.
Let me just show my Instagram out, though. 85 South
don't beg.
You're right, but we not
the
them,
The Pivot
though.
Don't beg. We not I am the, we definitely don't the beg. They don't beg. They just
we're
do.
Not begging. I'm just they just I'm do. Just asking.
If they love us, they'll come to us.
Let me show my Instagram out. You know, MontyNicole01.
I could have put that in the thing.
They can still, I'm shouting out so they can hear me. Thank y'all. You know, we appreciate y'all for listening and tune in next time.
All right. See y'all.